The next panel is on urban myths, and I'm going to moderate this panel, and we have Caitlin Kelly and Caitlin Smith who are going to discuss it with me. Do you all want some water?
I brought some.
Okay, while we get seated here, you're good. Okay, we'll get started. As I said a few minutes ago, I'm Carolyn Shellman, and I am a state regulatory lawyer here in Texas. I've worked at ERCOT as a general counsel. I've worked for CPS Energy in San Antonio as a general counsel. It's the largest municipally owned electric and gas utility in the country. And I do a lot of work with some of the kinds of projects that Caitlin and Caitlin are going to be talking about. And so hopefully we can answer questions that you have that we don't cover. So I'm going to sit down. But first, why don't I turn it to you, Caitlin Kelly, and tell us a little bit about what you do. You are with NextAmp. You live in Boston. Tell us what you do and what NextAmp does.
Great, sure. Can you all hear me? Thanks for having me. So as Carolyn said, I am Assistant General Counsel at NextAmp. I support our business development team. NextAmp is the largest privately owned DG solar developer in the country. We are vertically integrated, so we do development, ownership, and operation. Thank you. We have approximately 1.9 gigawatts of projects right now under construction and operation. And of those 1.9 gigawatts, we have about 190 megawatt hours of BESS. We do battery plus storage projects and some standalone storage projects. And we also are getting a little bit into the utility scale business. We have approximately 1.4 gigawatts of utility scale solar and 2.0 gigawatts AC of storage in our pipeline.
Okay.
I'll hand it over to Caitlin Smith.
Okay. And thank you, Carolyn, for moderating. I think the panel was supposed to be presentations, and we roped you into moderating. And thank you for going through your history. Carolyn's one of my favorite people in the industry and a really great mentor. So I'm happy to be doing this panel. I'm Caitlin Smith. I think maybe we'll do full names or initials or something. I am the Vice President of Policy and Corporate Communications for Jupiter Power. We are, I hate to use the words vertically integrated, but we develop, own, and operate as well. We don't manufacture, and we do large-scale projects. We really focus only on standalone storage. To date, not anything co-located with solar, and really only storage technology and large projects. So we have almost 1,400 megawatt hours in Texas and ERCOT. We have projects coming online in CAISO and in MISO this year and a development pipeline everywhere. And I think that the fact that we are standalone is important to what we're talking about today. I think our theory of the case was really that a standalone storage, you could operate a lot differently than a co-located, and that, you know, it would be better for revenue and for reliability if you were in a place with a lot of congestion or in a place with high load, like an urban area or a load pocket.
Okay, so this is a question for Caitlin. You figure out how to do that. We've had a lot of storage in Texas. A lot is planned. What is new about the urban BESS development? Why do you like that? And why is it working? Either Caitlin. I was
going to say, do you have a lot of projects in Texas? Because we don't.
We have a lot of projects in Texas. As I said, it's almost 1,400 megawatt hours. Most of that portfolio is in West Texas. We have one large urban project in Houston. It's a 200 megawatt, 400 megawatt hour. So it's very large. And kind of as I was saying earlier, the theory of the case is to capitalize on congestion. The way our market is in ERCOT with the energy-only market and the nodal market is really the price signals tell you where you can locate for reliability. So a place where you sometimes have very high wind and then sometimes you have very, very high load and wind or solar can't get there is a good place.